Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, it's my pleasure to have you here, and we're just glad to have you. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And when you do, this is the week. This is the second time in the history of this show and of my writing that I have broken with my politically agnostic protocol of really not talking about one party or the other, but pretty much focusing on the Small Business Party. But this is the second time in the history of what I'm doing these days where I have actually told you who I'm going to vote for. And I do that in my letter this week. So if you want to see what that is, if you'd like to know who that is, who my presidential candidate is, you can subscribe to my newsletter if you haven't already this week, and you'll get that copy. Ray Keating is our guest. He's chief economist for the small. Now, pay attention here, folks. This is a trick question. The Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's the chief economist for that. But you probably remember the last time he was here, he was the chief economist of the Small Business Survival Committee. Well, it's the same guy, same organization. You just have a different name, don't you, Ray?
That's right. We at the beginning of October, we went for a name change, and the SBSC name, Small Business Survival Committee, will still be around for when we activate our members on some grassroots stuff, but the new name of the whole organization is now the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council.
Is that because we don't have to survive anymore? We can start thriving now?
I don't think so. I think it's more of just a kind of getting a better message across as to what our group is doing. Yes, we're focusing on small business and their survival, but also kind of more broadly entrepreneurship in the economy, and maybe that, you know, reaches beyond what our, you know, our old name used to indicate.
But the website is still sbsc.org.
You can still get there that way, but the official website now is sbecouncil.org.
Okay, that's the part. That's the reason I couldn't get there the other day.
Yep.
SBE Council, and those of you who can't spell, that's C-I-L, by the way, sbecouncil.org.
Yep.
Ray, we're going to talk about your index, your Small Business Survival Index that you've been doing now for a couple hundred years, and in a minute. But before we do, I want you to talk to us. Let's talk a little bit of politics. Let's talk about small business politics. And as my audience knows, I belong to the Small Business Party. I consider myself to be the self-elected chairman of the Small Business Party, and I talk about things that are public policy issues that are important to small business. But I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about your thoughts on the differences between the candidates with regard to small business.
Well, it's critical, I think, for people just to sit, and that's what we do at SBEC. We've done it. We have a special campaign section on the website. But it's important to sit down and, you know, just take account of where the candidates are on critical small business issues. And we put out a paper on taxes, and we looked at what Bush is saying versus Kerry, and clearly, in terms of what they're putting forth on the policy agenda, we give Bush a good solid grade, and we give Kerry a pretty bad grade in terms of both his record in the Senate, which is very mixed, more recently very negative in terms of voting for, you know, very much a tax increase senator, and been opposed to some pro-growth tax cuts recently. And Bush, of course, has put forth a pretty good pro-growth tax cut agenda, and he wants to make that permanent. We also look at trade. Trade's a big issue for small businesses. And, you know, Bush has been, you know, he's had his negative points, like on steel quotas,
right,
and some other issues. But overall, his emphasis has been to expand free trade, to get more free trade agreements. And we've had agreements passed by Congress over the last 2 years with Morocco and Australia, Singapore, Chile. So those are all positives. And he seems to be moving forward in expanding those types of agreements. Now, Kerry's an interesting, again, you know, there's been criticism of him being a flip-flopper, and when you look at him on trade, there's good reason to say that on this issue, because he's long been a pretty good, solid vote for free trade, and now all of a sudden, over the last year and a half, 2 years, when he's been running for president, he either doesn't show up for trade votes, or now he's opposed to a Central American free trade accord that's pushing ahead. So I think he's doing some serious pandering there to his labor union friends, and so there's some negatives there. So I think it's worth going down the issues that are important to small business and look at the candidates.
Well, I want you, when we come back, I want you to run through a few more key issues. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you about the validity of being a single-issue voter for small business, if that's a good idea or not. Ponytail, stay with us. We'll be right back with Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ray Keating is our guest. He's Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's also a columnist for Newsday, and he's the guy who creates the SBEC's Small Business Survival Index. And the 2004 index is out. It ranks all the states, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But, Ray, you were going to go over a few more of the key issues that are important to small businesses, and compare and contrast the two candidates.
Yeah, no, and in fact, I did this in a recent debate with Bob Kuttner, who's kind of the lefty economist with Business Week, and just kind of laying out trade and taxes, and you know, the other two issues that we looked at that time were regulation. You know, Bush has been, I think, better certainly than, for example, Clinton and his father were on regulation. Regulations have expanded a bit, but certainly not at the rapid pace that we saw under Clinton and Bush the first. And he also stopped a lot of bad things. He stopped the ergonomics rules that really would have hit small businesses hard.
He gave new teeth to the Office of Advocacy.
Yes. He also stepped back from the economically destructive and environmentally misguided Kyoto treaty. So he did some very positive things. When you look at Kerry on that issue, I think most, you know, when all you have to do is go to johnkerry.com and go through the issues, and you'll see that regulatory costs will certainly reaccelerate under a Kerry president.
So it's your opinion and your educated opinion that with regard to small businesses, Mr. Bush has been and will be the better candidate for small business than Mr. Kerry?
I think overall, I mean, there are other areas to look at. You know, government spending, you know, undergirds a lot of this stuff. I think they're both lost causes on that front. I think they're both horrendous. So there are certainly negatives for Mr. Bush.
Mr. Bush hasn't vetoed a single bill in four years, has he?
Yeah, no, he has not. So spending is, you know, if you're concerned about the overall size of government, and we should be, I don't think you have good news with either candidate.
Isn't that isn't that one of the reasons some papers aren't endorsing anybody?
Yeah. And it doesn't surprise me.
But, I mean, some papers, some editorial boards are just throwing up their hands. We give up.
Yeah, but, you know, so again, you know, you got to put that within. You got taxes, trade, I think, regulation. I think those all fall in Bush's camp. Spending, neither one of them.
What about national security?
Good.
You know, national security, terrorism is not good for small business.
Oh, no. I mean, my goodness, you look at the, it's not good on so many levels, but, you know, fundamentally, obviously, it creates uncertainty and businesses and the markets. Dread uncertainty, and then obviously, you know, the threat to life. And,
what's your thought on the two gentlemen with regard to national security?
Well, you know, I laid some of these in my Newsday column. I wrote an extra Newsday column last week on Thursday. People can check it out at newsday.com. But I walked through this and some other issues that kind of veer off from the small business sector on the two candidates. But I certainly did look at security, and you look at you know, who's really willing to stand up and be firm on national security, and I think you have to say that it's certainly Mr. Bush over Kerry. You know, we had.
And why do you say that?
Well, I live on Long Island. You know, we're right in the shadow here of the former Twin Towers, and you know, we all of us around here know somebody or know somebody that knew someone that died there. And, you know, it's war, and it's unmistakable. I mean, our whole country was attacked, but we here were a specific target. And, you know, so it hits home here. Obviously, I'm not saying it doesn't hit home everywhere, but there's a, you know,
well,
a closeness.
Well, you're in ground zero there.
Right. There's a closeness here. And, you know, but you had to take the war to the terrorists, and Bush did it. And he did it on... He also had said that, you know, made it clear that we had to go after the rogue states that present real threats.
But if that's the case, if what you're saying is true, why is New York and New Jersey going to go for Mr. Kerry, probably?
Well, you know, well, that's that. New Jersey, actually, we're not quite sure about, interestingly, but they probably will go for Mr. Kerry, and New York will as well. And, you got to remember that these are largely Democratic states here in the Northeast in terms of... you know, both New Jersey and New York. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we voted for, you know, we have Hillary Clinton as our senator. I would imagine most people around the country would scratch their heads and say, what the heck is that all about?
Yeah.
But it's a very Democratic state. And, you know, you've gotten a situation where I would argue that national security and protecting our country supported the war in Iraq and still does to this day. If you look at what the actual... you know, reports are from the Iraq survey group rather than what the media is generally reporting. But, you know, it's been a very divisive issue. There's no doubt about that. And people can come down on both sides of it in good conscience.
Some people are having a hard time connecting the war in Iraq with the war on terror, aren't they?
Yeah, and, it's interesting. It's worth looking at I mentioned this in my column, but in the Wall Street Journal, Richard Spurtzel, he was a member of the Iraq survey group, noted that, you know, what's actually reported and in that report, and the intelligence services of Saddam Hussein were, you know, working smaller scale, but certainly working on the production of chemical and biological agents, and Iraq was training terrorists. These are the things that the president talked about, and I think in a post 9/11 world, we have to be very concerned about, especially given Saddam Hussein's overall longtime record in terms of what he's done in the world. So
Ray,
I think it is justified, and I think it's important for our national security that we have to be fighting on several fronts, and it's not just, you know, protecting our shores here at home, but you have to, as Bush says, take the fight to the terrorists wherever they are and the rogue nations that support them.
One of the things I want to do, we're going to take a break in a few seconds, and when we come back, Ray, one of the things I want to do, I'm so interested in what you have to say and what you've said so far, and I've got some more questions for you. I want to come back another day and talk about the survival index, because that will wait a little bit, I think you'll agree. But I really want my audience to hear some more of your thoughts on the campaigns and the election out there. When you come back, I want to get your thoughts on whether it's a good idea to be a single-issued voter or more single-issued about being a small business owner. We're going to talk about that right after these messages, folks. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ray Keating is our guest. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ray Keating is our guest. He's Chief Economist with Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. And your Small Business Survival Index is there now, isn't it? Isn't it, Ray?
Well, absolutely. You can go on there and you can download that and take a look at where your
PDF.
State's located. You can also download... our congressional voting record and see how your members of Congress voted. So,
with regard to small business issues.
Yep.
Right? And, folks, I really encourage you to do that, sbecouncil.org. And check out the index. And sometime in November, Ray, we're going to get you back on, and we're going to talk about that, because that's got a little more shelf life than the things that we're talking about right now, which is voting, which is deciding who to vote for. For those 359 people in America who haven't decided yet. And Ray, one of the things I want to ask you is about being a single issue voter, or maybe not, maybe I shouldn't say single issue, because that's has kind of a negative connotation, but being a little more single issued, a little more emphasis on being a small business owner. There are plenty of people out there who vote one way or the other because of their issues on abortion. There are plenty of people who vote, you know, they're greenies. They vote for only because for candidates that have good environmental records. They only vote for candidates who have this record or that record. They really focus on that because that's the most important thing to them.
Right.
And I don't think small business owners should be single issue voters for small business, but I do think that small business owners who also are environmentalists or who also are have a strong feeling one way or the other about abortion, et cetera, that we give at least the same weight, if not a little more weight, to our small businesses and the candidates that are good for our small businesses.
Well, it's got to be a major part of what you consider when you go into the voting booth. And it's, you know, I think it should be obvious for a business owner that they should be looking at these issues and saying, okay, and it's, you know, where is the candidate on these issues and who's going to create the best environment for my small business to survive and hopefully prosper and grow and maybe one day become a big business. So mm-hmm. You've got to look at those issues, I think, before you go into the voting booth. That's an absolute. And that doesn't mean you exclude those other things. I mean, we are, you know, small business owners are, you know, we have families and, you know, we have our faiths and everything else, and we bring all those things to the voting booth, as we should. But, you know, you've got to have that small business aspect as a major part. And you know what? It should go beyond the small business owner to the general electorate because, right. You know, who are the ones that are creating the jobs? Who are the ones that are pushing the economy forward, making it grow? It's the small businesses. They're the ones that create 60-80% of the net new jobs. They're the ones that are the source of innovation.
Who sign the front of over half of all paychecks.
Exactly.
In America.
So,
you know, Ray, Adam Smith, one of my heroes and probably one of yours, Adam Smith, the father of modern economics, wrote the book The Wealth of Nations, which is a classic. Still 220-something years later, is still on the bookshelves, available to be purchased. He taught us something called the invisible hand. And this is that when business people operate in the marketplace in their own self-interest, good things accrue to society, just in the, as a result of you and me operating in our own self-interest. And so, to me, even an extremely liberal small business owner who really cares about the environment and the society and education and poor people and all those things that liberals are really focus on, even those people should recognize the invisible hand effect of a small business and of the aggregation of small businesses.
Oh, absolutely. And Adam Smith was right on target. And, you know, one of the things people look at businesses and business owners and, you know, you kind of get that, oh, they're greedy, they're this. You know what? The beautiful thing about the marketplace is that before you can succeed, you have to think of other people first.
Yep.
No matter what you want, whatever your motivations are for starting up a business, before you will get anywhere, you have to consider what other people are demanding, what they might want. Will this be, you know, will this new idea be bought by consumers? Your thinking has to be on other people and what they need and what they might want before your success can go anywhere. So it's a fascinating dynamic, and it's just the opposite of what too many people hold of capitalism and business owners, that they're just greedy and self-centered.
Invisible hand, folks. Ray, I'm going to have to wrap it up. Thanks for being here today. As always, it's always a pleasure. Ray Keating, the author of U.S. by the Numbers, right, Ray?
Absolutely. Yep.
And Washington and D.C. by the Numbers and New York by the Numbers and and soon to be the universe by the numbers. Thanks, Ray.
Go.
We'll see you
right,
next time.
Care.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.